Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 1, we were taught that there is no sin of which it can be said, it's not that bad. All sin is bad in God's eyes. Follow along as we continue there today. Calamity proves that not that bad attitude, it's not that bad. Oh, it's not that bad. That attitude was wrong. It is that bad. The white throne judgment in which souls are cast into the eternal lake of fire will show that sin is that bad. It'll show that, Adam, you might not have thought just eating one little fruit off a tree was not that bad, but look at its result. The judgment seat of Christ, when some are saved so as by fire and ashamed in his appearance, they will see that sin is that bad. And yet that the wrong attitude is to say, oh, it's not that bad. All sin is totally evil in God's sight. Stories told of two men who were good friends, and they were also drinking buddies. They met one Sunday at church. It was during World War II. And one of the guys said, I didn't know you went to church. And the other guy said, I don't usually go to church. This is the first time. But I have a son fighting in that war over there. And I felt it was time I went to church. You see, in national emergencies and disasters, people do not need to go to a church with nightclub music, R-rated dress in their search for God and His help and His comfort. It is a solemn assembly. Too many prayer meetings for revival are less than 30 minutes of prayer with 2 hours of food, games, and other festivities. I talked to too many people in hospitals who are avid sports fans who suddenly found, when faced with the end of life, that sports was not important at all. There's a great need for a solemn assembly. First repenters are the first to set the example in repentance. There are some fathers out there, perhaps right now, listening to this broadcast. And perhaps one of the things holding back your children from repenting is that you haven't repented. Now, a lot of people confess their sin, but confession without repentance is mere show. Jesus said in Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. That was so important that 2 verses later he said it again, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You say, well, Pastor Bloom, Preacher Bloom, what is repentance? What is that like? What are the fruits of repentance? Well, I'm glad you asked. First of all, I want to go to James chapter 4 and verses 7 through 12. I think that's the best way to go. Let the Bible tell us. The first step in repentance is found there in verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Step one is submit yourselves to God. In other words, your will is lost to His will. His will is first. Step two. Next statement. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You got to resist. Well, how in the world do I resist the devil? He's stronger than I am. Well, the next verse tells you in verse 3. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. How do I draw nigh to God? I get in his word daily. Not for a 5-minute time where I just read it and put it down and make sure I have a marker there so I know where to start tomorrow. No. It's something I'm going to think on, meditate on, and seek if there's something I need to change in my life. I want to obey him. I'm going to draw nigh unto God and seek his power, realizing I can't defeat the devil. The devil won't flee from me unless I'm fighting him in the power of God. Yet, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5 lets us know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And those are Satan's strongholds, but understand, even Satan has his angels and his preachers and his people that parade as angels of light. And they aren't, but they make you think they are. Step four, cleanse your hands, ye sinners. So we need to, so far, submit. We need to resist. We submit to God. We resist the devil. Number three, we draw nigh to God. And of course, he draws nigh to you. Number four, we cleanse our hands, ye sinners. Yeah, that's it. You confess and you forsake sins. We read in Proverbs 28:13. Okay, the fifth step is to purify your hearts, you double-minded. See, if you're double-minded, you're trying to please both the flesh and the spirit, and you can't do that. That's double-mindedness. You can't bring the world into the church and the world into your personal walk with God and expect God to honor it. He says, you're lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. Purify your hearts. You see, the world, in God's sight, now we're talking about the world system, that which appeals to the fleshly instincts of sin. The Bible lets us know that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Too many churches, too many preachers, too many Christians are trying to make the world think that we're them. Oh, look, we're not weird. We're like you are. And the problem is they are like they are. And they need to show the world that we've got a joy that doesn't depend upon circumstances. We've got a joy that endures when we're going through our greatest trial. So, purify your heart. Step six, and this is a hard one. Be afflicted, mourn, and weep. Be afflicted, mourn, and weep? Why is that? Because of sin in your life. Which leads to step seven. Let your laughter be turned into mourning. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, okay? Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to heaviness. He said, wait a minute, you just said that about the joy of the Lord and all these troubles and all that. Well, but you see, there are people that do go out and drink. There are other people that do other things of sin. It's what they watch on their television. Some of you guys are sitting home seeing things on the internet. And on down the line that we go about, you've got your eyes on others. You know, Job 31:1 says, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Some of you men need to do that. But then he adds, why then should I think on a maid? So, even if you quit looking at your pornography online, don't be allowing your mind to go back there to think on something other than your wife. You know, the sexual thing was designed by God for husband and wife, man and woman. That's what we mean by husband and wife. But it's designed by God. He says the marriage bed is undefiled. So the marriage bed, what goes on in your marriage bed between you and your husband, you and your wife, is undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. So just understand, there are people that get joy and laughter from so many things of this world, whether it's watching some filthy movie that's a comedy or whatever. But let that laughter be turned to mourning and your joy into heaviness. And then he adds a step nine. And I have the tendency to think step nine is affecting the church as much as any of these things. Speak not evil one of another. Brethren, he that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There's one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgeth another? Wow. Now that's strong. That's very strong. Look, I go back to the Facebook thing. Just because it's on Facebook doesn't mean it's not gossip. It is. I get a kick out of sometimes with adults. With adults. Sometimes it's with single adults. And one is dating another one, and they break up, and one is hurt and says something against the other one. And boy, they got people taking sides, and they're calling themselves Christians. They take sides without asking both sides. I recently had somebody come to me and said, oh, do you know what they're saying about so-and-so? They said this, said that. And they said this about you, Pastor. They said that about you, Pastor. I said, look, don't worry about it. Facebook has ADHD. Give it 1 week and they'll be gossiping about either something different about me or about someone else. And sure enough, they were. And look, don't ever for two things here. First of all, there's a problem in the church. There's a problem between people. Don't listen to one and take their side without going to the other person asking, did this really happen, and get the whole lowdown. If you do, then you're making yourself a judge, and God says you can't save or destroy. So who are you to make yourself a judge? He's telling you need to repent. See, that's one of the things tearing down the church. So understand, it's not your part. Your part is to make peace, not to judge. In that respect, taking sides without even hearing both sides. That's not your part. And then number two, does that really belong to you? I mean, I've seen Christians who, hey, they're separated from worldliness in many ways, and they're faithful to church. They even witness and do things of that nature, serving the church. And yet, something happened there, gossip, 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 gossip. There are those that they may belong to a Christian college, and they graduated from this fundamental college. Someone else graduated from that fundamental college.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.